do.
All right, we're here at Coach's Club with Hardy. Is there anything you do? Because you don't look like you're carbon copy redneck. Is there anything you do that is redneck?
I can catch a catfish anywhere in the world. Obviously, I'm on the road now, and you know, I don't get to just live my life every day as a normal redneck does. But yeah, dude. I mean, I hunt and I fish and I dip and I drink beer and I get my truck stuck and you know, I do the whole thing.
Redneck's in your blood. All right, now since you do have the song Rednecker, do people come up to you and tell you about redneck stuff or try to compete that they're more redneck than you are?
All the time. Every meet and greet. I could probably dig through my Instagram messages right now and find people that are like, I Googled you and like your town is 7,000 people. Like I'm from a town of like 500 people. Like my town's smaller. It's never ending, dude. It's a blessing and a curse.
My co-host made me write this one down. Does anyone ever mistake you for Kid Rock?
They don't mistake me for him because I'm a little bit bigger than Kid Rock, but I get it all the time, dude. I'm a big fan. I was like 7 years old when Devil Without a Cause came out, and I had to let my friend borrow it because at the time my parents wouldn't let me listen to it because he had the one that had the parental advisory sticker on it. So I don't really take any offense to it at all. I'm very, very aware of it, and I agree with it. I don't try to deny it. I do. There are some pictures, especially of him in the 90s, before he started aging, that I'm like, yeah, I do look like him for sure.
There's worse people to look like. I look like everyone's son-in-law. That is my look. Like, you look like my son-in-law. Now, you write a lot of songs for people. You're a great songwriter. But have you ever written a song that you don't have to say who or anything, but has there been any songs that somebody did and you thought, I should have saved that one for myself. I could have made that a hit.
Not yet.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I'm very grateful for every song that's been cut, and thankfully, most of the songs I've had cut have been on the radio and have turned into hits. And,
yeah.
And so I'm never not thankful for that.
Yeah.
And
except for that Blake Shelton guy. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
You did speak about the money. Now I do have to ask. Bubba Watson, the golfer, when he won the Masters, he went out and bought a General Lee, which he admits was kind of a stupid purchase. When you started making a little bit more money, is there anything you bought? Something like that was a stupid purchase that you knew, but something you wanted to get. I always tell my wife, if we ever win the lottery, I'm getting diamond teeth. Immediately. Like, I'm 100% getting diamonds in my teeth.
After my simple money came in, or up down slash simple money, I bought a truck, but I needed that.
Okay.
And I just bought a house.
You didn't put like a dollar sign shaped pool in that house or anything?
No. Or guitar shape.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't guess I have. I will say this, if I have, I haven't told anybody about it.
Okay.
I bought some pretty expensive fishing equipment.
All right, but you haven't done like an MC Hammer had like a gold toilet at one point.
No, nothing that crazy yet.
All right. That's coming.
I think a hot tub is coming real soon.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know if that's, you know, that's still not like a, I'm not frugal, but I'm, you know, I'm aware, but I haven't made that much money. If it keeps rolling in though, I might definitely.
Maybe get you a General Lee like Bubba got.
I might buy a boat next, I guess. Okay. And then after that, I'm good, dude. But no, nothing too crazy yet, man.
Okay.
It's funny, though. It kind of makes me want to go buy something.
Yeah, get something with monogram, something with your name on it.
I want to tell
you,
yeah.
You go by the name Hardy. How many people ask you, is that your first name? Is that your last name? Does that cause any, like, any questions?
I mean, with fans and you know, on the professional side, I was telling my girlfriend this the other day, I will always introduce myself as Hardy. On the professional side, but on the non-professional side, I'm Michael, and that's, you know, that's how I always introduced myself, was Michael, and people called me Hardy my whole life. I guess it's just one of those last names, and that's why I went with Hardy, because, like, since I've been in town, that's just what people call me. It's just some last names are just, like, that's, you just get called by your last name for whatever reason.
It's memorable too. I mean, it's a good, sure. It's good for branding.
Yeah.
It's like Cher.
It's like Cher, Prince, Madonna, you know, it's fun. Not that I'm comparing myself, but no, it does happen a lot. Not too often, but yeah, people do. And plus nowadays, I'll catch these fans at meet and greets like that have obviously like found me on Wikipedia and they're like, hey Michael, how's it going? And I'm like, ah, you have Google. Congrats. Yeah.